This is Sandra Nyaira. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, October 6, 2015. Harare residents wanted the government to prioritize social services, health, agriculture, energy and power development ministries in the 2016 national budget. In national budget consultations today, residents said they are also worried that little time is given to consultations and that most of their contributions are not taken on board. Election watchdog, the Election Resource Center, in its Marondera Central by-election report, encourages the electoral body, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, to put in place appropriate measures to cater for the requirements of people living with disabilities. The Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Association, ZCEA, Wisdom Malaya, is in the United States attending workshops and conferences on how to improve vendor-government relations and related issues. And Chris Gande wraps up our coverage from the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our youth will be discussing with listeners and experts about the new requirements for O-level students to go on attachment before they proceed to A-level. Stay tuned.